You've heard of cool jazz. Well, now scientists have come up with even colder sounds, a way for sound waves to power a refrigerator unit. Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream company, provided the money to help develop the thermoacoustic chiller as an environment-friendly alternative to conventional freezers. NPR's Robert Smith attended a recent test of the device on the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
It takes a lot of guts to lock the doors of an ice cream shop on a hot spring day, but the folks at Ben & Jerry's did it in the name of science. At the center of their tile floor is the experimental prototype, a device about the size of a coffee urn at a church social. This little unit is pumping out cold fluid into a freezer full of super fudge chunk and other assorted flavors. There are all sorts of electronic dials and meters, but Matt Paisley, a researcher from Penn State University, uses his finger to check how it's doing.
Get down there and have a feel. They're all good and frosty.
The proof, as they say here, is in the pistachio ice cream. The thermoacoustical chiller is keeping the pint at a perfect scooping temperature. Of course, the temperature itself isn't the breakthrough. Every home and commercial freezer can cool ice cream, but regular units use gases that are thought to contribute to global warming. Pete Goslin is Ben & Jerry's director of engineering.
I think anybody who's concerned about global warming would like to have alternative refrigeration in your car, in your home. We certainly want it in our business.
Ben & Jerry's made its name on being a good corporate and environmental citizen. And even after the company was acquired by international conglomerate Unilever, Goslin says they were still committed to finding a more benign freezer and using Unilever's deep pockets to help fund the research. They came upon the laboratory of Penn State professor Stephen Garrett, who for the last 30 years has been studying how sound can be used to heat and cool objects. The principle is simple. When gases are compressed, they heat up. When they expand, cooling takes place. Well, sound's just a series of compressions and expansions. Think about one of those cars that pulls alongside you at an intersection. Those bass notes you can feel in your stomach are actually creating slightly warmer and cooler spots in the air around you, but it's difficult to measure. So the team at Penn State took a similar bass speaker, fitted it into that coffee urn thing, filled it up with helium, and then cranked up the volume.
It's about 190 dB inside of there.
And have you gotten up close to it at this level?
Oh, no. This is if you put your head inside the machine. It would burst your eardrums. It'd set your hair on fire. It's terrible. You would never do it.
But with the top on the unit, you can barely hear the hum. That powerful note, expanding and contracting about 100 times a second inside the small unit, creates hot spots and cool spots. Strategically placed tubes carry cold fluid from the cold spots into the ice cream freezer and blow the heat out the back.
It's an extraordinarily simple concept at its heart, is this expansion and contraction of gas, but to make it small and efficient and quiet is tricky.
And that's why the scientists had to team up with Ben & Jerry's. Grants supported the basic research, but actually getting a prototype design required the $600,000 investment from the ice cream maker. The new unit uses about the same amount of power as a normal refrigerator. The parts are inexpensive, and the gas inside helium is inert and does no harm to the environment. The only thing standing in the way of a thermoacoustical chiller is, well, another kind of volume. Regular freezers are mass-produced and relatively cheap. And Goslin from Ben & Jerry's wants to see a little more testing.
One of the things this technology has to do is be as reliable as, what we have anywhere here in this store. The value of what's inside a cabinet like that, in terms of ice cream, is much more than the actual cabinet.
And so the Sonic Freezer has to keep its cool this summer, going on tour through Europe, then braving hot days at the Ben & Jerry's factory in Vermont. Meanwhile, the scientists at Penn State are looking into spinning off a company that can produce the units. But until then, the only sound-powered ice cream most people can get this summer will have to be from the neighborhood ice cream truck. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.